Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning.
I'm going to be sharing with you the three codes of marriage. One of the strong codes for marriage is keeping the covenant. Marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman and God in the midst of them. The first weakness of any marriage is God. So what is covenant? Covenant is an agreement between two people to keep an oath. That's covenant. An oath is something you agree in your heart and you confess with your mouth. That's an oath. The Bible says that with the heart a man believes and with the mouth confession is made. And if you look at every marriage, you first of all convince yourself that this is your spouse, then you pronounce it open. The Bible says it is better you don't make a vow than to make and break it. So the dictionary definition of covenant is a signed agreement between two or more parties. When God is in a covenant, he doesn't break covenant, so he doesn't expect you to break covenant. In Malachi 2:13-15, he said, this is the second thing you do. You cover the lost altar with tears, weeping and groaning, because I no longer regard your offering or accept it with favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because he said the Lord God was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless, to whom you have been unfaithful to, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant. He said, did he not make them one with a portion of God's spirit inside of their union? What was the Lord God seeking? A godly offspring. And do you know the reason for the divorce that is reigning right now? Because most marriages is like a chair that was designed to have three legs, and the third leg is not there. What do you see? You see that chair will ever become unstable because the third party is not inside of it. Marriage is God's anti-poverty program on earth. It is through marriage that you become wealthy. When you're not keeping the covenant, you will never be able to get the full blessings of marriage. And Satan is very pleased when you break any covenant because you give him a hole in the wall of your marriage for him to come and steal. That's why you see he steals joy, peace of that home, prosperity, children. He steals good health. He can steal one of the party. That's why you see sudden death. Because what is supposed to be an unbreakable force have now been losing because people are not keeping the covenant of marriage. One of the things that interests Satan in every home is that he wants to see disagreement. Because he knows what the Bible said. Any city that is divided against himself cannot stand. So what he does, he brings trivial things to put you apart so you cannot enforce against him. So keeping the covenant of marriage is very important. What do you do that makes you to break the covenant? Number one, when God is out of your marriage, you are already breaking the covenant. The covenant is no longer complete. A lot of marriage actually starts without God being there in the first place. So it's never even a covenant. Because there are rules to the covenant, and one of them is that keeping the bed undefiled. So when you break the edge from the beginning, there is trouble. I will always say, there is nothing too wrong when you make a mistake. When you stay in your mistake, then there is trouble. So a lot of people have made mistakes, but it's amendable. That's why he said, for Adam and Eve, God clothed them, even after sin. He saw them naked from what they did by themselves, but he still covered them. Why? Because they made mistakes, but they were sorry. And because they were sorry, that's why he still looked for a way to redeem man back to himself. Any home that must survive needs to cover under God. By research, that 80% of the murders that are committed in the developed world is as a result of emotional crime. Why? God had been kicked out of a relationship. So you see, definitely you'll be seeing tragedy, trauma, unhappiness, because God is not there. When you truly make God your third party in your marriage, not your friend, not your sibling, not your parent, but if you are able to make the Holy Spirit the third party in your marriage, he will ensure there is peace in that home. I have done it over and over again. The same way God is passing this knowledge through me to people, when he passes it, I'm also learning it. There have been times where I will offend my husband. I know I'm wrong. And I know that just even saying I'm sorry might not solve it. What I do is I just pray a simple prayer. Father, I've wronged this man. Lord, help me take the wrong from his heart. And he will not be angry over the issue again. He dies like that. Why? Because I've made God the third party. So when you make God your third party, you always enjoy peace in your home. Then the second way you break the covenant is when you become unfaithful. And that's the most common that people do right now. When you cheat on your spouse, you have broken the covenant because you've brought a stranger in the midst of the covenant. The covenant is supposed to be three. Malachi 2:14. He said, but you say, why does it he now? Because the Lord God was a witness between you and your wife of your youth. So when you are unfaithful, you have broken the covenant and you have left a wall for the enemy to start attacking in that marriage. What are the fruits of the covenant? One of the fruits of the covenant is faithfulness, because sometimes a business deal between parties is covenant. Then for that covenant to hold strong and produce results, you must be faithful. The enemy is after some other things you don't know. Your peace, your generation, your children. Togetherness that your marriage would have brought. That's what the enemy is after. So he sends some kind of ladies your way. He sends some men your way that just know what to tell you per time. And he starts telling you sweet words. He knows you need it. So he starts feeding you with those things. And before you know, you start calling your husband's names in your heart. That, am I sure I didn't make a mistake? Or you start looking at your wife to be inferior. But the truth is that the enemy is not after whether you have fun or not. He's after what you hold that you want to collect. So the covenant required you to be faithful. And when you are faithful, you will fully enjoy the benefit of marriage. Some of the benefits of faithfulness is financial prosperity, raising godly children, peace and favor. That is why the Bible says, Malachi 2:16 said, I, God, I hate divorce. It's not a part of my nature, because marriage was formed after the Trinity. The reason for the decay in society is because there is decay in marriage. The second code for marriage is commitment. You must be committed to the covenant. You must put in your all. You must create it in your consciousness and in your subconsciousness that this, my marriage, must work. You must work daily to do things that will attribute to it working. And the proof of commitment is sacrifice. If you are not sacrificing, you are not committed. That is the truth. When you daily make sacrifices to enrich your union, definitely success is inevitable. Success often demands a sacrifice. Because of the commitment of Jesus Christ's assignment to the earth, he had to sacrifice his life. That is sacrifice. Jesus came to this world as complete flesh, and he also had his own will. He could have said no, because there was a place he was praying in Luke 22:42. He was saying that, Father, if you are willing, let this cup pass over me. But what did he say? He said, not my will, but your will. He needed to make that sacrifice to prove that he's committed to the assignment that God has sent him to do. You can never make sacrifice and you lost on it. Sacrifice is meant to reproduce. So if you keep sacrificing for your spouse, definitely it will get to a point he will start reciprocating it back. The reason you see relationship failure is that people are not willing to sacrifice anymore. So when you see in marriage, you start seeing my own, his own, there is a strong influence of Satan in that home. Because in marriage, there is no my own. If you earn 100,000 and your husband earn 50,000, the income of the home is 150. Because marriage is that two forces made together and become one. You can't sacrifice for your spouse and you'll be saying, what if he just choose not to take it? He will, because there is a force behind sacrifice. There was something that happened. The children of Israel was having a fight with a particular nation in the Bible. And we all know that the children of Israel are God's people. The man took his first son and sacrificed. What happened? God turned and started fighting his own people. So sacrifice have a force that you can't deny it. It must work. Why do you think that the people in the dark world, when they want to give people money negatively, they'll say, go and bring your first son? They're actually using the principles of heaven in a dark way. Something will start happening because there's something about sacrifice. If, for instance, a husband drives a wife and that wife is praying hours after hours for her to return back to her home. It is not just the man the woman is praying to return back. She's fighting for her generation. Because let me tell you something. A person that is raised in a proper functional home have a less chance of divorce than somebody that was raised in a broken home. Any challenge you are not able to withstand right now and face and conquer, you've left it for your children to fight. So you will keep fighting your generations like that. Why would you be unfair? Why don't you block it from your time right now? Your husband may not be nice, yes, but you have to fight that battle. Make sure there is peace in your home so that your daughter doesn't have to fight it, or your son. So the third one, communication, is one of the strongest fountain that marriage can drink from. It's the pillar that stands every home. Because every relationship was initiated by word. The day your husband met you, he must have spoken to you. He kept speaking the word until you decided to agree to him. So the only thing that can keep that marriage is spoken word, positive one. The way it started, that's the way it can be sustained. So when you see that people are fighting and they say, I'm done with marriage, two things have happened. negative word have been spoken over time. And negative word will produce actions. You can't call your wife, you are stupid. Stupid action will come out because you spoke on it. So when you want to simply put it, the strong bone of marriage is talking. You talk with one another. Talking can either build or break relationship in marriage. When you constantly talk with your spouse, what it does is that it builds intimacy. But when you constantly talk at your spouse, what it does is that it destroys intimacy. So you now choose the one you want to be using in your home. It is not possible that relationship that used to be flowing, all of a sudden start decaying. So even if there is a contender outside, there is something the contender is doing that is making your husband to lose grips at home. So you must learn to speak. You keep speaking because words are creative. And if you look at the trinity that marriage is formed after, they have a strong hold. What is that? Communication. The three party. Let us make man in our own image. And the word that God says started creating things. Your words are creative. So you choose what you use your word to create in your home. When you say something, it will create. Words create actions. They are invisible, but they can create visible things. So you determine, what are you saying to your home? What do you even speak to your children? Some people have spoke dullness into their children because you spoke it. I could remember when my child was in grade one and they kept like, he's not too good in spelling. I won't let them say it. But right now, because I didn't let them say it, he's the one that is topping the class in spelling. He will spell anything. He's just in primary one. He will read anything. The more you grow, the more you can catch things. Then he's able to do it. But if I have joined them, I start saying, why are you not spelling anything now? Why don't you know anything? You will not know anything. So you need to learn to communicate. You cannot have a functional marriage without knowing how to talk positively. Some people, when you keep calling your husband stingy man, you keep seeing more stingy actions because you kept calling him. So it's not only just to communicate. There is something you need to do. You act on communication. When you talk today, when your spouse takes the pains to tell you what you are not doing, and over time they are not seeing it, they will be tired of talking. Do you know that's what happened to human beings? Today you say, okay, they say we should communicate. You get home, you talk about this is what you do, this is what I don't like. The other one talks about it. 1 month, you are still seeing it. Next time you take the time, when you say it so many times and you're not seeing changes, let me just leave it. It's not ready to change. I know you're not God, you can't have it 100%, but let your spouse know that you're trying. You're working on it. And one of the strong results of communication is intimacy. There are no two parties that communicate that cannot be closed. The reason why you see that in most cases, some men that are not strong-willed start dating their secretary is because they're always talking. So any person you talk with, over time you start liking the person. Because words are the only windows to a man's heart. The more they talk, the more you now start seeing the niceness that, oh, this girl is intelligent. He's always talking to you. When you're tired, oh, sir, you look as if you're tired. He's well, can I give you cold water? So she kept doing it. Over time, you start finding that you're liking the person. So you must talk. No matter how busy your husband is, God have made it so cheap that you can reach your husband at any time. There are social media, there are ways you can talk to people. Some men or some women, they can't even face their spouse face to face and say, I love you, looking at their eyes. I don't know if it's because of wrong things they've done to each other over time. That's the reason why they can't face it and say it. So at least if you can't face him, you can write it. It doesn't matter if we have some differences. I still feel that way. Because you fight with somebody does not mean you hate that person. So the strong result of communication is intimacy. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we will help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882-0502, 081-404-52433, or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.